Well, tonight, Jewish families, like mine, will mark the start of a new year. Rosh Hashanah begins this evening, and it ends at sundown on Sunday. In Judaism, this as a time to hope for sweet beginnings. And food is a big part of the day. One tradition is dipping apples into honey. Sabrina Malik is the residential beekeeper at Shoresh, a Jewish environmental charity. She joins me now. Hi, Sabrina.
Hi, Talia. Shana Tova.
Shana Tova to you, too. Why is honey such a big part of the Jewish New Year?
Honey is sort of the central food symbol in during Rosh Hashanah because it symbolizes sweetness for the coming year, and it also symbolizes sweetness that we gathered from the past year.
And there's a lot of connection, I think, with Jewish law and ritual and identity around nature conservation and honey as well.
Yeah, at Shoresh, we're trying to share that with the community that Judaism is very rich in love for nature and care for the earth. And one of the best ways that we're able to share that with the community is through producing honey and creating habitat for bees. Honey is sort of like a tangible symbol of sustainability and ecological responsibility within the tradition, because we need it every year to dip our apples into. The apples are also brought to us by bees.
Right.
So without bees, we wouldn't have apples or honey or most of the food that we eat.
Was there something about your Jewish faith that led you to take an interest in beekeeping?
I was interested in farming, and I actually had the opportunity to work on an organic farm in the Berkshire Mountains that was centered around Jewish identity. And it was there that I fell in love with bees. And sort of brought that love back to Toronto, where I helped to create Shoresh, and bees and beekeeping became a natural part of the work that we do.
I understand that getting ready for the harvest, the honey harvest this season, and getting ready for tonight was really challenging this year. Can you tell me more about that?
Sure, yeah. So we've been keeping bees at Bala Farm, which is an hour northwest of Toronto, and for the last 10 years. And every year beekeepers have, 10 to 30% losses in their hives. It's a natural thing that happens over the winter. But over the years, we've had higher and higher losses. So this winter, we actually lost 100% of our hives, which was, pretty devastating and also not uncommon across the province for beekeepers. It's a hard time to be a bee, whether it's, from chemicals in the environment or habitat loss or climate change or invasive mites, pests that weaken their immune system. There's a lot of things that are challenging them to survive. So we saw that on the front lines this year when we went into the apiary in the early spring, and it was silent.
That sounds sad.
It was really hard and really sad, and we're a resilient organization and a resilient species, humans, so we were able to rebuild our colonies, and the bees were hard at work all spring and summer gathering nectar from the beautiful flowers all around the farm. We created a bee sanctuary for the bees there, so we've planted millions of flowers that are unsprayed for them to enjoy and develop strength and immunity from. So hopefully this winter they will fare a little bit better. But we did manage to gather quite a bit of honey, and we've sold almost 1,500 jars to people throughout the community in Toronto, Canada, and even beyond. So our honey will be on a lot of Rosh Hashanah tables tonight and tomorrow.
Will it be on your table tonight?
Definitely, yeah.
Is it delicious? Like, every honey has its own different taste. How would you describe your honey?
I think it's the best honey in the world. A lot of people, a lot of our community members agree, and they come back year after year. But for me, it's so personal because it comes from, this farm that I'm very connected to. It's from close to home. It's local. It's made by bees that I love and care for. And this year we had a number of different varieties of honey. So we've had a goldenrod honey, buckwheat, and then lindenflower honey. So we're going to be indulging in all of those tonight.
Amazing. What are some of the other Rosh Hashanah traditions that you'll be sharing with your friends and your family this weekend?
Well, we also eat a round challah, which is a traditional bread to symbolize the circle of life and renewal of seasons and returning to self and community. So we'll be having that. We Some people eat pomegranates. Some people have a fish head on their table. But apples and honey is really the benchmark of the tradition.
The fish head to symbolize the head of the new year. Rosh Hashanah means, Rosh literally means head.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, one last question for you. We'll bring it back to the bees. If there was one thing that you wanted to tell people to keep in mind to help contribute to the health of bees, which are so important to our environments and our ecosystems, what would you say?
I would say plant a pollinator garden and support the native bees. We have about 1,200 native bees in Ontario alone. So if you plant native flowers, that will bring bumblebees and mason bees and carpenter bees to your garden and to your community. And they are really essential in our gardens and food systems and just in the world. And also support local beekeepers, get to know your beekeepers, and really buy, if you can, local organic food, because organic farmers are also helping to protect bees by not spraying their fields with chemicals.
Wonderful. Well, enjoy all that honey tonight, and Shana Tova to you and yours.
Thank you so much. Shana Tova.
Thank you. Sabrina Malik is the residential beekeeper at Shoresh. That is a grassroots Jewish environmental charity. She was talking about the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, which starts at sundown tonight.